You want answers?
I want the truth!
Then you want Dave Hodges!
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Live from the Great American Southwest in the rural deserts outside Phoenix, Arizona, welcome to the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. This is your host, Dave Hodges, and we're coming to you on a multitude of AM and FM stations, KU band satellite, and, of course, worldwide on the Internet. And you can always catch us there at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Well, a week ago, after our last show with Jim Fetzer on 9/11, I placed a phone call to California, and I talked to a lovely lady named Rosalind Peterson. And what she told me has consumed my thinking, my research, and much of my free time this week. Rosalind's going to join us in just a moment for the full 2 hours. Annie DeRiso's on assignment, but I suspect she'll be calling in a little bit later in the show. And as those of you know, Annie DeRiso is our news director for the Common Sense Show. The topic we're going to talk to you about tonight is stunning, upsetting, perhaps even cataclysmic. And I'm not overstating this. It's not hyperbole. It's a fact, folks. Most of you are well aware of how the military is waging war on the properties and property rights of citizens all around the country. If you refer back to our August 1st archives, of which we had people on from six different states detailing how the military is basically stealing their land, limiting their property rights, of course, all without compensation. And yours truly is also affected by F-35 overflights. Well, as I came to find out, the F-35s, which are going to beleaguer my community and force us out of our homes, much like what happened to Kim Goodman in Marietta, Georgia, we know now that this plan is part of a bigger plan. This is just a small tentacle. And this is what our guest, Rosalind Peterson, is going to be filling in the gaps on tonight. So let me just start off by saying that Rosalind Peterson, by way of introduction, is the California president, co-founder of the Agricultural Defense Coalition, the ADC. She's a former official with the USDA. She is a tireless speaker and talk show guest as she tries to educate the public in protecting agriculture, crop, basically protecting trees, wildlife, human beings, which seems to be missing from the government's agenda these days. She's going to be talking to us tonight about geoengineering schemes, and I suspect a lot of you don't even know what that term is, and experimental atmospheric programs. Yes, folks, we may get to the bottom of the chemtrail mystery tonight. Ms. Peterson was also a keynote speaker at the 60th Annual Conference in New York City on Climate Change, September 5th to the 7th in 2007, and I'll let her tell you the story about how she pulled a fast one on the powers that be as she changed topics on them to let the people know what really was going on with weather modification. Anyway, folks, her resume reads like a book. But we don't want to miss out on her wisdom, her knowledge, and most of all, the documentations for the claim that she's going to make tonight. So without further ado, let's go to California and welcome Rosalind Peterson to the show. Hi, Rosalind. How are you?
I'm fine. And thank you for having me on your show. It's an honor to be here with both you and your audience this evening.
Well, it's our privilege, and I can tell you, Rosalind, after 4 hours of frightening and intriguing conversation with you this week, I know that you're going to capture our audience's attention. Hopefully, we can direct them towards some action. Now, we've got about a minute, actually less than a minute, before we go to the break. Let me just say by way of background that, how did you stumble in to what we're going to talk about tonight, which is basically the U.S. military waging war on the American people?
It was solely by accident. I had sent an email to a friend of mine on the Mendocino Coast, where I live here in Mendocino, Northern California. And what happened at that time is he responded back to my email and then sent me a brief note that I guess that the U.S. Navy was going to be making a wasteland of the Northern California, Oregon, Washington coast.
That's a real good place to hold this for a cliffhanger, Rosalind. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we got to go to break. But we will pick this up because it's the sum and substance of our interview.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Our special guest this evening is Rosalind Peterson, and what she is going to tell us tonight is stunning, believable because of the documentation, and it should get everyone's attention. Rosalind, as we went into the break, you were relating about how you became involved in this quite by accident. Someone was communicating by an email with you about the Navy was going to make a wasteland of somewhere on the West Coast?
Yes, Northern California, Oregon, Washington, and actually the state, part of the state of Idaho. And so they said, I guess there's nothing we can do about it. And so I sent back an email and I said, what are you talking about? And this was on February 17th, 2009. And so, he was able to get me some information where I could get a copy of the U.S. Navy Environmental Impact Statement for the Northwest Training Range, which is Northern California, Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. And I was able to find out that the final public comment for that was due on the following day. So I stayed up all night and read the environmental impact statement, notified as many people as I could find, and filed my own personal public comment at that time. And since that time, I have put every piece of research documentation that I can find on this subject on my website, which is theagriculturedefensecoalition.org. And at that point, we have delayed, run skirmishes, and worked very hard to postpone the U.S. Navy from implementing the 5-year warfare expansion. While this was all going on, I discovered, much to my dismay that the United States Navy has about a dozen ranges scattered in the Hawaiian Islands, the Marianas Islands, over in Guam, along the Atlantic seaboard, in the Gulf of Mexico, Southern California. Almost every coastal state will have an impact from these individual five-year warfare testing programs. This is missile training, submarine training, bomb blasts. This is every type of chemical that the military uses will be involved in these type of tests. Aluminum-coated fiberglass, which is chaff, red phosphorus, airborne contaminants, as well as the contaminants from various bomb blasts. And at this point, I was appalled. And we've been trying to get U.S. congressional hearings on this issue in order to put a stop to this encroachment and warfare, not only over land areas across the United States, but also in all of our ocean areas. And this will actually harm 11.7 million marine mammals, according to both NOAA and the U.S. Navy.
Okay, now the question I have, let's go back to the beginning. You said a five-year war game. No war game in the history of this country has ever gone on 5 years. They never had one that ever lasted 1 year. What's going on behind this five-year period?
Well, the United States Navy has decided that they need a place to practice. And so what they decided to do was divide up the entire Pacific, Atlantic, and Gulf of Mexico area and some land areas across the United States into these warfare testing ranges. And then they decided to do the best they could to circumvent environmental laws, the EPA, and to be able to get a permit from NOAA for the taking of marine mammals, and for the, and that means to take means to harm, and or kill, shoot. I'll read you the definition here in a second of what that actually means. But what I wanted to say is that it's stunning, because it means that our 5,000 Hellfire missiles for one Northwest training range at about $58,000 a piece are going to be fired off. This is live fire testing. They're going to leave the unexploded ordnances on the bottom of the oceans to wash up on the shorelines. They're going to do overland testing. We're going to have sonic booms, and we're going to have all kinds of experiments. Drones are going to be flying over us. They're going to test state-of-the-art surveillance systems. I mean, reading the Navy environmental impact statements, all of them, is stunning, to say the least.
Well, won't the prevailing winds bring in the residue from things like these missiles and these other live fire activities? And won't it also include things like depleted uranium?
In some of the ranges, it has already included, like Southern California, it has already included depleted uranium, and they've also used depleted uranium in Washington, some other areas, and so they're going to curtail that as they run out of depleted uranium and then take us into titanium. So they're going to just switch chemicals on us a little bit, but it's still going to be just as devastating. And it's going to have a heavy impact on public health and marine life health.
Well, a lot of people are familiar with the health effects of depleted uranium based on the work long ago that Princess Diana was doing, and also what's happening with our returning Gulf War vets now. What will titanium do to people's health?
Well, there's not as much direct information on the impacts of titanium, but we do know that it's in other words, when these explode, we're gonna be seeing more health effects from this. And as the military and the troops are exposed to this, we're gonna know more about it. And so they've decided it works better and it's harder, and can penetrate better. So as they change from using depleted uranium to titanium, I am sure that we're gonna hear about more health effects as the troops are exposed to this in the beginning, and then you'll see more public health effects.
Well, I'm sure this is not the only time I'm going to go back to this, but first of all, 5 years of firing off ordnance like this is going to have a devastating effect, not just on the well-documented effects on marine mammals, as you said, 11.7 million death rate for these people, but the humans. if you had the stuff wash up on shore, if you have the prevailing winds blow this these materials on shore, you're exposing tens of millions of Americans to health risks that are going to shorten their life.
That's correct, you are. But public health does not play in the equation. There is no government agency that protects public health. The EPA isn't protecting public health. They're not even, they won't even look at the issue. Public health is like inconsequential. In other words, the National Marine Fisheries Service can worry more about the health of marine mammals, but not about human health. So actually in the equation, human health is zero.
Well, you know, we found the same thing out where I live, north of Phoenix in the rural deserts from where I broadcast from. When the F-35 comes here, it'll be 4 to 12 times louder than the F-16, which currently flies 500 feet right over my home, even though I'm 20 miles north of the base. We won't be living in our homes out in our area, and we know that. And we've made the argument to the EPA that they need to give consideration for the damage they're doing to human safety. And on the EIS for the F-35 for our area, they give 10 points for environmental factors out of 100, and not one point is listed for the sound problems that these planes are going to cause. So we're seeing this all over the country.
That's correct, because we are going to be the human guinea pigs for the programs that they're going to be initiating, all the way from what's classified and what they don't tell us, and new weapon systems, all of this, to, in other words, exposures to things we do know about. And I can tell you right now that public health is not in the equation at any level.
No, it's not. Do you know what you're describing off each of our coastlines is proposed by Fort Carson in Colorado Springs for southeastern ranchers in southeastern Colorado, where they want to roll their tanks onto their fragile prairie lands, ranches that have been in these families since the 1860s, and they want to conduct these live fire exercises that's going to have exactly the same effect as what you're talking about right now on the coastlines. And so it's inland, it's on the coast. I mean, to me, I'm almost speechless when I look at this. How can the military not know, and more importantly, not care what they're exposing tens of millions of us to? I mean, the dangers are inescapable. What do you think the military mindset is?
I think the military mindset at the top is that they want to expand their testing, and they want to test new weapon systems. And now the American population is going to be used to test those weapon systems on a massive scale. Not a small scale, but a massive scale. And that in 2002 they said, well, we need more places to practice because we don't have enough places to practice. And I'm thinking, well, they've got entire areas where they can practice. They don't have to practice live fire exercises. They don't have to blow up munitions. They don't have to pollute the environment. And yet there seems to be a mindset that, yes, they do. So we're looking at a situation where war and the practice for war, if it destroys our oceans, our land areas, the environment, human health, whatever, well, then that's okay because we're practicing for war. But there's something wrong with that because they're taking the war to us, too. In other words, they're making us the guinea pig for their practice. And this has to stop. This is not something that we should allow to continue because, in other words, the earth is bountiful. It gives us food. It gives us water. It gives us clean air. It gives us all these things that we take for granted. And when the military gets done with us, human health is going to be, we're going to all be sick. The animals, the land will be contaminated and we'll be in trouble. I want to read something to you. It's brief. It's very brief. But there was, the Presidential Cancer Panel, released its, April 2010 report just recently. And this report, it's a huge report.
Let's hold it right there because we're not going to have time going into the break. But let's come back to this report. We're going to hold off on callers for about 20 minutes. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with Roslyn after a word from these sponsors.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. And I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome to a stunning edition of the Common Sense Show. Folks, I don't enjoy bringing you this program. I grew up in a military family. I've come to respect the sacrifices of all our brave men and women in military, but this is not about them. This is about leadership at the Pentagon and our civilian government, which just gives them a blank check and allows them to look the other way. As we went to the break, our guest, Rosalind Peterson, was preparing to read a document to us. Go ahead, Rosalind.
Yes. This is the presidential panel on reducing environmental cancer, and it was released in April of this year. Chapter 5 is exposure to contaminants and other hazards from military sources. And in the summary, it says, the military is a major source of toxic occupational and environmental exposures that increases cancer risk. Information is available about some military activities that have directly or indirectly exposed military and civilian personnel to carcinogens and contaminated soil and water in numerous locations in the United States and abroad. Nearly 900 Superfund sites are abandoned military facilities or facilities that produce materials or products or otherwise supported military needs. Some of these sites and the areas surrounding them became heavily contaminated due to improper storage, disposal of known or suspected carcinogens, including solvents, machining oils, metals. There's a whole list of them. I'm not going to read the entire list. But it says these contaminants have spread far beyond their points of origin because they have been transported by wind and currents or have leached into drinking water supplies. And the report is a long one, but chapter 5 is all about military contaminations, and it talks about mining. It talks about everything that's involved within the military establishment. And right now, what is happening is that the bomb blast, the debris, the unexploded ordnance, everything is going to be left. The military is going to clean up very little in the oceans, and what they're going to do is put a lot of the canisters filled with these toxics. They're going to dump them overboard, like they're going to dump overboard cyanide and other things. And these canisters will deteriorate over time and become susceptible to more pollution and more contamination.
Okay.
And they're not even cleaning up the ground areas where they have all these 900 Superfund sites that are contaminating all places all over the United States and some island areas. So we're going to add to this, because when these bomb blasts occur, you're going to be exposed to the toxic chemicals in above ground and above ocean blasts. You're going to be exposed to water resources that are going to be contaminated, and some of the chemicals that they're going to use bioaccumulate in the food chain. So this is going to be a disaster in every single area of our lives. And I just think it's just not a good thing, and we have to oppose it.
U.S. Code 50, Section 32. Let's get that out in the open, because you mentioned before the last break that the military is seeking to, or let's put it this way, it was implied, at least I thought you were saying, that they're looking for humans to experiment on. And what does U.S. Code 50, Section 32 allow the government to do?
Oh, gosh, you're going to ask me that? I just kind of know in general, but I...
Yeah, that's fine. I don't need a verbatim
quote.
We're
not supposed to be experimented upon without our consent.
Well, actually, what the law says is the consent of one local official, it could be the dog catcher. It's a poorly written piece of legislation which basically gives a blank check to the federal government to experiment on us. We go to the break, I'll find it, and I'll read it verbatim when we come back.
Okay,
but essentially, what you're talking about here is mass human experimentation with known products that can shorten people's lives. Is that about it?
That's about it.
And we're just scratching the surface, aren't we?
We're just scratching the surface.
We're just getting started tonight, aren't we, on what the Pentagon has in store for people in coastal states.
Well, the coastal areas are going to be exposed to cadmium, chromium, copper, iron, lead, manganese, mercury, zinc, benzene, naphthalene, which is a carcinogen, barium chromate, potassium perchlorate, chlorides, titanium compounds, rocket fuels, jet fuels. I mean, the list is absolutely tremendous, and that's only a partial list.
This is downright scary. It's draconian. It's Brave New World in 1984 on steroids. There's no other way to look at this. I don't know how one would conclude that it's not deliberate. When we come back from the break, we're going to have to take some calls as we go, because this is undoubtedly an emotionally charged topic. But as we go through the show tonight, Rosalind, I want you to lay out for us what you have demonstrated to me in the government's own documents regarding weather modification, earthquake-causing technology, and some of the other plans that they have planned for us. So do you think you can go there with us tonight?
Yes, I can do that on some of those topics, yes.
Yes, well, the one thing that I have to say is sometimes I bring guests on and their documentation is good enough to get on the air, and then I hold their feet to the fire a little bit. Your documentation goes beyond even what you're willing to state, and I say that based on our 4 hours of phone conversations this week, and I'm saying this for the benefit of the listening audience. You unquestionably understate things in the face of your evidence because you do not want to lose credibility. Is that pretty close to how you look at this?
I don't like to make comments of where I can't back up what I say with government documents and university and other research studies from NOAA and NASA and these other agencies.
And this is not unknown to our congressional delegations on the coastal states, and we'll touch that too when we come back from the break. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Rosalind Peterson, and we'll get to your calls after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is News with Views. My guest, Rosalind Peterson, has written for them. Yours truly writes for them. And I encourage you to check them out, newswithviews.com. Rosalind, I have it here, and I just go to one small subparagraph here, section, title 50, chapter 32, paragraph, section 1520A, and they basically say, well, you can't really test on people unless, of course, and they're talking about with biological and chemical agents, if they say, but you can go ahead and do it by exception if it's for a peaceful purpose involving research in the areas of medical, therapeutic, pharmaceutical, agricultural, industrial, or any bona fide research activity. Well, they got us on two counts there. They're conducting research for national security purposes, and as we're going to get into in this half hour, they're also doing things that are going to affect the weather, hence affect the agriculture. There's their escape clause, Rosalind, and this is how they can legally get away with it.
That's correct. But I'd like to bring your audience up to speed on one thing here before we leave the U.S. Navy, if I may. This is a letter last year that was written by Senator Dianne Feinstein and some other senators and Congressman Henry Waxman. And I'm going to quote you part of this, which I think is really important. It says, in many regions, the Navy plans to increase the number of its exercises or expand the areas in which they may occur. And virtually every coastal state will be affected. Some exercises may occur in the nation's most biologically sensitive marine habitats, including national marine sanctuaries and breeding habitats. In all, the Navy anticipates more than 2.3 million takes or significant disruptions in marine mammal foraging, breeding, and other essential behaviors per year, or 11.7 million takes over the course of a five-year permit. And a take is defined as to harass, harm, pursue, hunt, shoot, wound, kill, trap, capture, or collect under our laws. And
would that be marine mammals? Would also include humans?
That includes that doesn't include humans because we are not covered under any laws here. So we are expendable. That includes marine mammals. And what happens is that when you cause the natural disruption of natural behavior patterns for migration, surfacing, nursing, feeding, sheltering, to a point these patterns can be disrupted so much that they just can't survive. So with the sonar and with everything they plan, plus all of our coastal regions, and you have to realize that in some of these regions, the U.S. Air Force has five-year warfare planning environmental impact statements for the Gulf of Mexico, and also Idaho is in the Northwest Training Range, which has no ocean boundary to it. So the land areas in Arizona, Nevada, Idaho, and other states will also be impacted as well.
Yes, I've seen that on the map. In fact, you have a map that shows where these exercises are going to be carried out, and it's a map that accompanied an invitation for public comment for the environmental impact statement. Tell everyone how they can find that map on your website.
Yes, if they go to the agriculturedefensecoalition.org, and they go to they click on the statement U.S. Navy All Oceans. The map, the Navy map is there with all of their ranges listed, all the letters, everything I've quoted about the programs, the government documents, everything is there. So you would be able to read all that information. And also an article that I just wrote will come out on News with Views on Tuesday this week as well. So if you go to newswithviews.com on Tuesday, you'll find my article about the Navy. And the other thing I wanted to state for the record here is that our environmental statement for the Northwest Training Range, the final public comment date on their final EIS is due by October 11th, 2010, this year. So if we don't get to our elected officials and demand U.S. hearings, and if we don't file petitions with the National Marine Fisheries Service and the U.S. Navy, this could be our fate. And then as these plans move across the United States, more environmental impact statements will come out that will encompass other five-year warfare plans for other ranges all across the United States and in all of our ocean areas.
You know, it almost occurred to me here that this is essentially a five-year coastal martial law plan. I mean, do you realize, Rosalind, how much it takes to mobilize this big a force to encompass this much coastline and to keep them active for 5 years?
Yes,
it's cost prohibitive.
It's cost prohibitive. And you figure, they talk about, you know, thousands of Hellfire missiles is just one example. And I looked it up on the Pentagon website, and it says, well, it's about 58,000 each. Well, when you blow up a Hellfire missile, you have to replace it. So then our costs are going to go up. The taxpayers are going to pay to redo these weapon systems one more time. And when you blow up a missile, you're not educating a child. You're not feeding them. You're not providing for health care, you're not doing all these things for the public. All you're doing is investing in weapon systems for experimental purposes. This is not what war is about, and our Navy and our Air Force should not be going to war on us or on the environment.
Yes, but it certainly appears that's their agenda. Let's go to the phones real quick and pick up a couple of quick calls, and then we'll get into weather modification. Tom from Kansas, hi, you're on the Common Sense Show. Do you have a question or comment for Rosalind?
Hello, this is Tom in Kansas.
Yes, go ahead, Tom.
And I've been noticing, you know, formation of the chemtrails. I know you're getting ready to speak more about this, but I'm very close to a cell tower, and I'm very sensitized to this, and I've been studying electromagnetics and environmental toxins for quite some time, and I'm concerned that they're using the EMF to amplify the effects of the metals they're putting into air to make us more susceptible to being ill.
Rosalind, have you come across that at all?
Well, what happens is we know that these cell towers have multiple purposes and that they can cause health problems. And here in our county, in Mendocino County, we've been fending them off for some time because we don't want them here. But communities that have put them in are having more and more health effects and are sensitive to, in other words, being microwaved, essentially. And the Gwen Towers and the other type of towers that are coming up, they are associated with health problems, and I don't think that most people really understand the connection until they actually have the towers in their backyards and are exposed. So it's something that we need to address in the future. With regard to the jets that everyone is seeing leaving persistent contrails across the United States and in other countries, this is a form of weather modification. And Stanford University, NASA studies, NOAA studies, all kinds of studies now are talking about the jets. And when they produce the man-made clouds and white haze, they are changing our weather. And the scientific studies have proved that beyond a doubt. So they do have an effect on our weather. And that brings us into weather modification.
Great.
Okay. Well, thanks for your call. And joining us, I think, if I'm reading my note correctly here, for Mike, our crack producer of the Common Sense Show, we have our news director now online with us, Annie DeRiso. So let's bring Annie up and say hi. And Annie, welcome. You're on with Rosalind Peterson.
Well, hi, Rosalind. It's great to talk to you finally. And this would probably take us in another direction, but I would just like to ask you, who do you think is running this country? It's not us, it's not Congress, it's not Obama.
Well, the country needs funds to do all of these programs. It has to have funding. And what happens is that Congress has to be voting the funding for all of these programs. So when you say who's running the country, well, every time you look at a military budget, every time you have a black ops budget and CIA budgets and all these different Pentagon budgets and everything going through, these programs are all being funded by our government at taxpayer expense. So when you say that the government's not in control, very definitely our elected officials are voting for these programs, and they're voting for these expansions. So when you talk to Senator Levin on the Senate Armed Services Committee, he is well aware that he is voting for these programs and voting to in other words, expend the funds so that these experiments can be conducted on us and these military operations can take place. So I don't absolve them of any of their responsibility for this, not at all.
Well, it just seems to be it's certainly not by the people for the people any longer.
Yeah, that's a foregone conclusion, Annie. This is amazing. But Rosalind, I agree. At some level, there seems to be some congressional oversight. But I've read some letters that you forwarded to me from seven senators from the entire Oregon congressional delegation to the Department of the Navy, and they had no effect. They were ignored. They were blown off.
The reason that they have no effect is that these senators are not willing to talk to the public, and they're not willing. I mean, Senator Dianne Feinstein, for example, Congressman Henry Waxman, none of them will talk, except for the Oregon senators, no other senators will talk to the press about this issue. They don't want to discuss it. They don't want... it's an election year, and do you think that anyone, when these senators and these congressmen are coming back home, the press never raises the issue, the press won't publicize these issues, and the questions are never asked in debates, the questions about these issues are never raised by the people who are handing out money. And I think it's time that we say to them when they come and they want us to make a contribution, that we say, well, we're not going to contribute if you're going to use us as human guinea pigs and you're not going to hold hearings. And we have to say that to them. We have to challenge them. We can't just hand them money and hand them our valuable vote and say, go do more of this to us. We have to say, what are you going to do about this? And our congressman here was going to go in California, Northern California, was going to do nothing. He even got notification 6 or 7 months before we did and decided that he wasn't going to tell his constituents. And essentially his constituents got together and said, you aren't going to get elected for dog catcher unless you start talking about this issue and protecting us. And we had to really push hard to get him to even get a hearing here and to get a response. And the reason that this program that we have here has been delayed so long is because we, the public, spoke up and said no. And we're going to continue to do that for this particular five-year warfare program and others. But unless we all stand up all over the United States and say no, and when they come home asking for our vote and we say, no, I don't think so, we're not going to vote for you if you're going to keep voting the funding for this and you're not going to hold hearings. I'm serious.
No, listen, you're preaching to the choir here because Annie and I on this show have had a distinctive anti-incumbency theme. Let's go back to the phones and welcome Dan from Indiana. Hi, Dan. You're on with Rosalind and our news director, Annie DeRiso. Hi, Dan. Are you with us?
I don't have a question.
Okay. What's on your mind?
I'm just listening to the show.
Okay. And do you have a reaction to it?
I didn't hear the first part of the show, so I don't know about the Sonic, what she was talking about, so.
Okay, well let me encourage you to go to the archives and you can listen to the show in its entirety. In fact, I want to mention to everybody, they're only $1.33 a month, and this is certainly going to be a classic on our archives. And Dan, thanks for calling. Let's go to Chris in Canada. Hi, you're on with Rosalind Peterson and our news director, Andy DeRiso. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I got a couple of things. I was listening to Jack McLam earlier. And one of the very intellectually stimulating callers, Lark from Texas, had asked Jack a question about how to give us a potable water that we could actually drink. And Jack never really did answer the question, in my opinion. I'm just wondering if you guys might be able to give a suggestion as to what we're supposed to do, whether we use a Berkey filter or reverse osmosis.
Okay, that's a really good question. Let's let Rosalind take it there. And Rosalind, what about the penetration of these dangerous chemicals into our drinking water? Do you have any suggestions?
Well, I don't sell any products, so I'm not going to talk about any products that may or may work. Or may not work. But what I can tell you is that we're seeing a lot of these toxic chemicals beginning to show up in our drinking water supplies, rivers, streams, agriculture, oceans, and different areas. And one of the things that we have to understand is that all of our drinking water supplies are, and rainfall, snow, everywhere, are being put at risk from these military operations. And But what's at risk here is the soil, the food supply, the animals we eat are going to be drinking water that isn't going to be purified, all of this. So when you start contaminating at this level with these type of chemicals, the only way you're going to stop it is by saying no. Because whether you put a filter on your home faucet or not, your exposure from the fruits, the vegetables, the soil outside, the air itself, is all going to be making you environmentally more ill in every region. And it's going to lower crop production. It's going to change the pH of soils. And I worked for the United States Department of Agriculture for many, many years here in Northern California. And what I can tell you as a crop loss adjuster is that when you start having chemicals and you start putting things into your soils, crop production is going to drop like a brick. And the pH of the soil is definitely going to change. And your contaminated water supplies. So you can't just put something on your filter and on your faucet at home and hope for the best. we have to stop these programs before they get off the ground and say, no, we're not going to put up with this type of contamination, because whether you're a vegetarian or you eat meat, it doesn't matter. The fish is going to be contaminated that you eat. So we have to look at it from a broad perspective and not a narrow perspective that we can just protect ourselves just inside our home.
Quick follow-up.
Ahead, also, Griff, or A.C. Griffith, he's one of our guests that we have on the show quite often. I got an email from him today, and he reports that last year at the James River in Richmond, Virginia, was the phosphorus was measured at 31 times higher than normal in the drinking water. And it collects on the rocks, and it blows up into the air. And 31 times
is amazing. Annie, we're up against the break. Let's hold it there. We'll be back more with Rosalind Peterson. I promise we'll get the weather modification right out of the break and your calls as well. Stay tuned, everybody.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Show, everybody. And if you're trying to reach me, the best way away from this microphone and your calls is the Common Sense Show at yahoo.com. And I do monitor the email during the show and occasionally respond to those emails. Our special guest this evening is Rosalind Peterson. And Rosalind had mentioned before the last break that we are looking at possibility of lowering crop yield because of the damage done by some of these chemicals. Well, let's go to what's going on above ground involving the Air Force and crop modification and weather modifications. So let's go right to Rosalind. And Rosalind, just go ahead and pick it up from there and tell us what you know.
Well, let's go into weather modification. anyone can modify your weather without your consent, without any oversight, and without public notification. That means any private individual, any corporation, any city, state, county, university, any government agency, including the U.S. military, anyone. And if right now, standing here, if I had the money, I could hire a weather modification company to modify the weather somewhere in the United States or anywhere. And there's no law that says that I can't dissipate your clouds. There's no law that says I can't make it snow on my ski resort if I had one. There's no law that says that, in other words, I want to create a drought in one area or create excess rain in one area by cloud seeding. There's no law against it. And right now, NOAA lists about 60 weather modification programs ongoing in the western states, including the country of Mexico and in parts of Canada. The American companies, weather modification companies, admit that they're modifying the weather in about 50 countries around the world. So when someone tells you that the climate or the weather is changing, there our weathermen and our government agencies are not saying to us that, well, Idaho is modifying its weather today, or California's 30 weather modification programs are ongoing this year, changing the climate, changing our weather. So most people don't know, and I invite everyone to go to the agriculturedefensecoalition.org. You will find a section called Weather Modification, and in there it goes into great depth on different types of weather modification, not only from the military and proposals from them and lightning experiments to other types of experiments that are being conducted by weather modification companies.
Why aren't we hearing or reading about these things in the mainstream media? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Because I think the media doesn't know. They're not told. I think it's off the radar. And when they are told, for example, KTVU, Oakland, San Francisco, television station in the San Francisco Bay Area, came here to interview me about this information, and they verified during the course of their program that what I had to say about weather modification and the different programs going on across the United States and a lack of consent and oversight and notification was true. So when they find out, they're willing to put this on the air, but the mainstream media and your local weathermen don't ever talk about the weather modification programs that exist.
The listeners of RBN have this great network, because we are telling the truth, and we go back. We'll see if there's not a link between those contrails we see that crisscross in the sky and weather modification programs, and we'll open it up more for your calls. Stay tuned for hour number two.
It's true.